This is Floor Radio. This is part two of a three-part series featuring David Romano, the president of Benchmark, Inc. We're talking about the WFCA University. It seems like training, too, I don't care whether it's selling floor covering or anything else, has to be an ongoing effort. Not only, you know, I can see going and sitting in front of somebody face-to-face, obviously that's where you need to start, coming back and maybe bolstering that a bit, but it would almost seem they need something continual.
Well, I think a lot of that falls in the hands of the management team at the store, and there's in that online university, there's modules on how to hold management meetings. There's modules on how to hold sales meetings. It talks about how to review people for their performance. So the onus is going to fall on the people once they come back from these types of camps. And look, these manufacturer reps or distributor reps are happy to come in and train your salespeople because that's the way they sell product.
Yeah.
So if you could build that ongoing training and build a syllabus for what you want to teach your folks, it's priceless. And just role play the heck out of everything you want to teach with your sales team, and it's great. And but Shaw's got programs out there you can train. There's Mohawk U. There's stuff through CCA. There's stuff through the WFCA. There's a lot of stuff out there. And it's just a matter of whether or not owners find the value in having well-trained salespeople, or they value more of the now of, I need somebody on the floor, I can't afford to send them off to get trained.
Yeah. You know, I interview lots of retailers and have for years, and almost every retailer I will ask, do you have sales meetings? And almost always, not always, but almost always, what they tell me is really, you know, product knowledge sessions are their training. So the result I would draw is that most retailers don't have any type of training whatsoever.
Well, I think they all have it. I mean, I haven't gone into a company in the last 16 years that hasn't had it. But here's what a lot of it looks like. You're right, David. There's a lot of it that is manufacturer-focused or rep-focused because everybody likes Chick-fil-A biscuits that they bring in. And it's nice to have them, and we all want to support our vendors that come into our organization. So I see a lot of that, or I see a lot of, so let's get together. Can you tell me what's going on with that quote, and what's up with that quote, and why are we not being able to install stuff quick enough, and what's going on here? And it ends up becoming little sessions of what's going on with your jobs, and why can't we do a better job servicing people, and they all check out and don't want to be there. And I got to tell you the truth, I wouldn't either. Because those are one-on-one conversations that you should be having with me that would take 10 minutes to get through my stuff versus sitting there an hour and a half and listening to conversations with the people that have nothing to do with me.
Yes.
So we have always taught that training your team should be like sending somebody to college. And the first thing that you do when you show up to school is you get a syllabus. And the syllabus outlines what you should be reading. It outlines every step, every week of what you should be studying, and it tells you when you're going to be quizzed and what you're going to be quizzed on, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing should happen in the flooring industry where we know what we're going to train our salespeople. So we could spend one meeting on talking about just D personalities on DISC and how you can identify those folks and how do you sell to them. And another meeting on how you deal with I's, another one on S's, another one on C's. You could talk about how to do a proper greeting, which you could do in a meeting for an hour and a half, just that with role-playing. So if somebody outlines what they need to be teaching on a long-term basis, you would have very well-trained people at the store level. And then you throw in the fact that there's trainers from the WFC University or from CCA or from NWFA or from Mohawk or from Shaw that could teach even more than you could at the store level.
What's your take, David? 15 years ago, say, there were, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 20,000 independent floor covering retailers out there. Now they tell me there's somewhere between 9 and 10. I don't know how close that is to reality. And I suspect that if we're talking about this in 5-6 years, it's going to be even less. can we assume that the people who are now no longer going to be with us are the people who turn their back on training because they're too busy?
It could be, but I think the more alarming thing is that most people, independent retailers, are rested on one thing when it comes to competing against the big box stores, which are growing like weeds, that we are better at what we do. And I would say, explain to me what that means. Well, we give better service. Okay. And I would say, tell me what that means. Well, we have more knowledgeable salespeople, and we have better installers, and we work with people longer, and our customers don't have to wait 10 minutes before they talk to somebody, and they talk to specialists, and we're just better than the big box stores. Well, along came a study that was commissioned by the WFCA that we ended up hiring all the secret shoppers across the country to go shop these stores, came a slap in the face. And the slap in the face was when it came to the overall experience in a big box store versus an independent, the difference was 1 percentage point in overall satisfaction. And I'll tell you that they deemed that 92.8% of the people who shopped at the big box stores, they thought their salespeople were knowledgeable. That's got to tell you something. So I think that the only way that these, let's say 5,000 stores, which is being projected 10 years from now, have longevity is to really have a differentiated selling process, to really have experts, to be the Neiman Marcus of the retail industry where you're treated completely different. And I've got to tell you, the consumer spoke, and they're saying that they are not treated that much different inside independents than they are in big box stores. And for those who get mad at me for saying it, it is what it is, and I wish it wasn't either, because I've spent the last 16 years of my life trying to help the independents too, and I didn't like it either. But at least it should be a wake-up call that things need to be done differently, and it's got to start with your sales team.
Well,
that's actually not true. It's got to start in the minds of the owners to not rest on their laurels thinking that they're better. It's continual improvement, and that's training.
I've used that, the fact that there was only 1% difference in consumer feelings about service, and it's shocking. Everybody that I've mentioned that to is shocked by it, and I'm sure you have seen the same thing.
Well, they don't believe it, or we get phone calls saying that they don't like the fact that we slanted it, and I tell people all the time, if I could tell you how many times I went back and ran it, the data, because we put it in the regression analysis, and thought to ourselves, there's no way this is right. Let's do it again. And it would come back the same thing. Well, there's got to be something in here that's weird. Let's see if there was some outliers. The data was clean. And we ran it and ran it and ran it, and it told us the same thing every time, and we hated it too. But it was the truth.
Well, it certainly is eye-opening, and it certainly is something that I think would, if I were a retailer, would cause me to give you a call as soon as I learned that. And, you know...
We would hope. And, you know, that when we developed these particular, let's say the live camps, we thought to ourselves, we've got to do something different. We've got to do something fresh. And it's not that the other groups that are out there that do it don't do a good job, but it's stuff that I'm not sure is quite as applicable today as it was 15 or 10 years ago when it was starting to be developed. And these particular either online courses or live courses were designed with the best strategists of today, with your, you know, massive gurus that are out there now teaching stuff. And there was so much stuff that was read, or there were so many studies that were referenced in doing it, it made it different. But there was one piece, David, that I'll tell you that we did that I think was a bit ingenious. When you're going to go to an inside sales camp that's 3 days, you're going to be taught by someone who actually sells $1 million a year on average, that works in the flooring industry every single day for a flooring company, that we have an agreement between him and the owner of that particular company that he works for, that 3 days a month he travels across the country and does these camps. So when they come to one of our camps, they're actually being taught by someone who does that job every day so they can be taught by someone that their skills are relatable and not by me, that I think I know how to sell flooring, but I never have. And I think I've got some great philosophies on how to do it, but I don't have the credibility to be in front of a big group of salespeople and tell them how to do your job, how to do their job. But our trainers do, because they do it day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think makes some of our training pretty unique.
So when you're talking to a manager and owner, that's the hard sell. How do you convince them that it's in their best interest to look at this whole thing in a new way?
It's hard. I wish I had a solid answer for that. A lot of the people that go to our camps are people who have through the years that know us, and it requires us calling and saying, hey, so this is what we're doing. You'd be crazy not to send people, and they send. And then when the people come back, we get the comments of, thank goodness you called, because it's made a big difference. There's not been a single person who has left one of these camps that hasn't said it's been incredible, or hasn't said, wow, I've learned a bunch. And there has not been a single time that we have not received a call, or we had an email from the owners saying, don't know what you guys did, but when they came back from these camps, they were on fire. It's just a matter, David, of getting people to come.
You get the ones that saw the light. You know, the rest have not, and maybe will never. Who knows?
I hope it's not right. I hope that what you said isn't true, because something needs to change. Something in the industry needs to change, and I think it starts with education. Level of service, unless you know what it is.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. It's just, hey, we've been doing it this way for so long, I don't think we need this. And that's got to be the overarching response, I suppose.
This is going to conclude the second part of a three-part series. It features David Romano, the president of Benchmark, Inc. We're talking about WFCA University. We'll air the final part of this series this coming Thursday. This is Flow Radio.